The New York State Legislature has approved a measure that requires hospitals and nursing homes to meet minimum staffing levels of nurses and other healthcare workers. Karen DeWitt has more.
Measures mandating minimum staffing at healthcare facilities have been around for several years, but the spotlight on stressed and understaffed hospitals and nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic finally prompted the bill's passage. Rudy Sukna, an RN and SEIU union member who works in a nursing home, says even before the pandemic, it was understaffed.
It's like seeing your own family members die in front of you, and it's like, I felt helpless because I couldn't do anything for them because you're the only one there and we're trying to do our best.
But some nursing home owners say it could be difficult for them to meet their new standards. Michael Balboni is executive director of the Greater New York Healthcare Facilities Association.
We haven't done anything to develop the workforce. And this has been an issue way before pandemics.
15,000 residents died of the disease in the homes and other long-term care facilities. Governor Cuomo and his staff's handling of the death numbers are the subject of a federal investigation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.